following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Metropolis. It's now 5 after the hour of 6 a.m. in the big monster city.
Have some bacon on a biscuit. Let's go. We're burning daylight.
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
Well, happy Disney Day, everybody. Chef and Nicole, Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com, CW60. Hi there.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Easter weekend. Happy end of the week. You made it through another one, and we're here to finish it off with a bang, talking Disney news and playing some good music to get you ready for your weekend.
So I wonder how many families out there are ready for the Easter Bunny on Sunday. What is the Easter Bunny going to be bringing your family? Are we talking just regular candy and stuff like that? I don't, what kind of Easter baskets did you get when you were a kid?
I vividly remember one Easter in particular.
Okay.
And I don't know how old I was. I might have been like 10 or 12, like based on my brother's age. And I remember being so irritated because my brother got a Game Boy of some sort.
Oh.
And I got a Bible. And I was like, wait a minute. But I actually ended up using that Bible like all the way into adulthood, and it was awesome, and I wish I knew where it was because it has so many like notes and stuff in it, but
yeah,
at 10, 12 I was like, wait, hey. But we mostly had candy in our Easter baskets.
Yeah
And the kind of like exciting thing in our Easter baskets was seeing what kind of chocolate bunny we got. Was it just solid chocolate? Did it have peanut butter in the middle? Was it like hollow and filled with M&Ms? Like what chocolate bunny did we get?
I always hoped that there was some type of peanut butter associated with my Easter candy.
Like a Easter egg?
Yeah, something like that. Because, I mean, I love peanut butter. It's mixed with chocolate is one of my favorite things. I mean, anytime we go to like Dairy Queen or something like that, I always try and find a way to incorporate some type of peanut butter into what I get. And I do remember all the time that the Reese's cups would always end up in my Easter basket along with a few other things.
Was there only candy in your Easter eggs in the Easter egg hunt?
Well, Easter egg hunt or what I got in my basket?
When you'd go like find eggs.
Oh.
Was there only candy or were sometimes there like money or other stuff?
I don't remember doing a lot of Easter egg hunting when I was a kid. A lot of it was just simply, you know, wake up in the morning and your Easter basket is sitting there in the living room, ready to go. Mm-hmm. But we just never really did a lot of Easter egg hunts. Anytime that we did, I would find change in mine.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to age myself here. Back then, you know, you get a quarter.
I'll say a quarter.
It was special. You know, it's like I can use this quarter for, you know, and I get a few others and everything else. And I can go to the store and get myself something back when, you know, things were cheap like that.
But, well, I think the Tooth Fairy brought a quarter.
Yeah, I would get like quarters or a dollar or something like that. I'd get, you know, dollar bills rolled up into an egg. You know, there was a special egg. Mm-hmm. You might consider it like a golden egg or something like that that had a special prize in it. But it was mainly, you know, just the type of, I think the main ones that I got were the chocolate bunnies that were hollow in the inside, did not have anything in there.
You got to eat the ears first.
And well, actually, I would eat the eyes first, because usually the eyes would be some type of candy,
okay,
you know, stuck onto the Easter Bunny's body. And I would I'd yank the eyes off and I'd eat those. And then I would start with the ears, you know, one ear would go and then the other one. And I always liked looking down on the inside of it.
I did, yeah.
To see what was in there, you know, stuff like that. And then I think my parents would usually get me something small, since I loved, you know, Hot Wheels, He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers, and stuff like that. I would get something small like that that could really fit into my Easter basket. Nothing, you know, crazy or anything else like that.
Yeah.
And then we'd do the things that some families do for Easter. Mm-hmm. I usually have a big meal, yep, and things like that. So.
Yeah, we always have a good ham meal for Easter.
It's another one of those situations where we always say, why do we only eat these things when it's just a holiday?
You know what we missed out on?
And we don't eat them any other time.
We missed out on this year? Corned beef on St. Patrick's Day, because I was out of town.
I was about to say, I was here. Where were you? I was here.
I was eating a hot dog at a soccer game.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I was here.
So maybe I need to make that too.
But again, why do we always have to wait for these things to come up before we eat them? It's like, you can have corned beef any other time during the year if you want to. But I don't know, maybe it's just something special because it is a holiday and stuff like that.
Right, if we ate it all the time, it wouldn't be like a big deal.
Oh yeah, true.
I'm not often going to go out of my way and make an entire ham.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's true. It's also a three-day weekend for a lot of people. Today's Good Friday.
Mm-hmm. Or they have Monday off, one or the other.
No, I've got both.
If you're Jeff, you have both.
Yeah. Our commanding officer, he's like, we already get Friday off because it's our down Friday, but we're going to take Monday off too. I'm like,
cool,
dude. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. It's going to be nice. So yeah, I got a nice little four-day weekend out of this. Get 4 days for the price of one. Only had to take one day of leave to do this. And I was like, oh, this is a great deal. And we're going to, just have a nice, relaxing weekend. You. What's that?
I said, I love that for you.
Yeah.
So I don't have a four-day weekend, but.
Yeah. It's going to be a relaxing weekend. I'll tell you why. I'm tired.
Oh, my God.
I'm so, it's like the last 3 weeks or so, I'm just not getting a lot of sleep at night. Mm-mm. And I get to work and I'm a little bit energized. I'm ready to go. And 40 minutes later, I'm, taking tape and trying to hold my eyelids open to get any of my work done. I'm so tired.
Well, Jeff has the unique ability to fall asleep sitting up.
Yes. Or laying down anywhere.
In any way, shape, or form. Jeff can sleep.
It's a curse.
It's really not like, okay, well, at least if I keep doing something, I'll stay awake. No.
Oh, no. Because every day for me is like I've just gone through 14 miles of walking at the Magic Kingdom and I fall asleep in an instant and I'm out, done. That's what it's like for me. Other people are like, it takes me 10, 15 minutes or anything. I close my eyes. I'm asleep. I'm done. Then that's it. It's the same thing sometimes when I, am at work like this past week. Some days I could not keep my eyes open. I'm just yawning right now, as a matter of fact. Just talking about it makes me even more tired. And it's like I've been into Disney Park all day long. That's how tired I feel at the end of the day. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know.
Maybe you need more sleep.
More sleep. Less of going places and more sleep. Okay, I'm all for that one.
That's the plan of the weekend. Earlier this week,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what time I fell asleep. Was it 8?
Oh, what? Yesterday? Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. Oh. Or a couple days ago. I'm sorry. Yeah, I fell asleep like in the recliner watching a YouTube video. And Jeff came out of the office and he was like, go to bed. I'm like, okay. It was like 8:45 at that point. So it was like 7:38 when I fell asleep and I slept. I slept until 6 a.m. I was exhausted. And there'll be more of that this weekend.
Yeah, I think there's going to be plenty of it. We don't have a lot planned. We really just don't have a lot planned for the weekend.
Me yawning.
you know, I think it's going to be nice and easy, which is perfectly fine for me. Which, speaking of which, mm-hmm. it was a nice and easy week when it came to Disney news compared to last week.
Oh my gosh.
Remember last week when we just had, there was more news and we hadn't knew what to do with?
Yeah, we talked for 2 hours.
And this week we're like, that's it? Is that the best you can do?
We put together all the news, you know? And I was like, I think there's not enough for both of us to talk about. And I told Jeff, I was like, you do the news and I will be your color commentator. And he was like, okay, alrighty, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, well, this will be an interesting change, I guess. Because Nicole's normally the one who's just got stuff, you know, coming more and more and more and more. And I just kind of go, okay, all right, good. This week, I think that's what she's doing.
You can just say it. I'm the jabberjaw.
You are, but that's your nature.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a quiet type.
People don't believe me. They're like, how can you be married to somebody who's like quiet, reserved, and...
She talks enough for both of us. I don't have to say anything.
Yep.
Oh, I did want to talk about the gala that we went to last Friday.
Oh, yeah.
You should tell them about that.
So we have the podcast, right? And then, as most of you know, I am also a travel agent. But my Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job is I work in real estate law. And so one of my clients... that job had their annual awards gala, just celebrating their company and their agents and giving them awards and just recognizing a wonderful year. And so we went just support our friends and their successes and celebrate them. And it was fun. I mean, it was a formal gala. You know, Jeff wore a suit and I had a floor-length gown on.
Well, I mean, I wore a jacket and pants.
Yeah.
But we're not talking vest and tie and everything. I was comfortable.
My mom was like, Nicole, you're in a floor-length gown and Jeff doesn't even have a tie on.
Yeah.
I was like, and?
And? Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
And It was fun. We got there. We took pictures. There was a caricature artist. We'd never done that before.
That was funny.
That was a lot of fun.
I we always see these all the time over by the Hall of Presidents. There in the Magic Kingdom.
Disney Springs and stuff like that.
And I was always curious. You know, I always walk by and see what they're doing and you know, how they're drawing and everything else. When she brought it up, I was like, you know, I always wanted to try this. That... I don't look like that.
It was hilarious. You know, it's definitely an animated version of yourself with larger, exaggerated features.
Oh, yeah. And my chin was huge.
Yeah, and he had my tattoo on there. I have a tattoo on part of my chest that was you could see from my gown. And so that was on there, and my lipstick was on there, and it was really fun. But yeah, we'd never done that before. And so that was really cool too. They had yummy cake pops and food and, drinks. And it was just a nice time, nice Friday evening, with our friends and celebrating their successes. And it was fun to get dressed up every once in a while. I don't think either of us have been that dressed up since our wedding. So, it was a lot of fun. But we posted, I posted a picture on my personal Facebook, but we shared a post that pictures and stuff that night on our Patreon. So,
oh yeah,
you are a DW60 Patreon member. Definitely go check it out over there.
Yeah, it's rare that you're going to see me like that. So go check it out.
Yeah. I know everyone's like, you guys clean up nice. I was like, we do.
We're okay. We do all right. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It was a good time. Yeah. And surprisingly, Disney even came up that evening. With one of Nicole's friends him and his family have become, and I want to say Brad more than anybody.
They've got the bug.
Has really gotten the Disney bug and the Disney Park bug to where they've traveled to Orlando and loved it. And now have also traveled out to California, Disneyland. And loved that trip too.
Yeah. When I was there last May, he called me up a few weeks before and was like, hey, I want to plan a trip to Disneyland and I want to go these dates. And I said, oh, it's really funny. I'm also going to be there on these dates. So I got to see them when I was there and that was a lot of fun.
Isn't that weird?
It was really funny. I was like, hello from the other side. But yeah, I feel like in the last maybe 2 years, they've gone like, I don't know, five times or something.
Yeah, it kind of feels that way.
Yeah. And so I keep trying to get them to do a cruise and they're not into it. And I'm like, come on, I really think you're going to like it. But they're so like, go, 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 like adventurous.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Like
yeah.
active people that, I mean, maybe a cruise isn't, I think they'll like a cruise, but they really like the parks. And I think now they're getting into the groove, as most people do, the more that they go, where the stress of trying to feel like you have to do everything starts to fade, and you can really focus on like your favorites or trying something new. You know, you don't feel like you have to bring everything in because you've done that, and either it was just fine, or you can try, you know we haven't done that, let's make that a priority, or we know we really enjoy that, let's make it a priority.
With one of your work colleagues, we even talked about annual passes while we were in line for food at the gala.
Oh, yeah.
That came up, too.
He was like, didn't I see, like, on Facebook, you guys just went for, like, a day?
A day.
He's like, weren't you just there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're crazy. We're nuts.
That's us.
And your friend Brad, he's even mentioned annual passes a couple times.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, he was looking at that. He's a disabled veteran, though, so he's like, do I get the, like, the military tickets, the sleep to service tickets, or do I get an annual pass, or what do I do? And he's going back and forth, and just talking about all the different perks, and yeah, there's a lot of things to consider, especially when they live near us, and it's an hour and a half flight.
Oh, sure, yeah. The great thing about, you know, their story of going to Disney is they really picked the right time to go with their son. For him to be able to experience things and really starting to establish those Disney memories for him. And as he gets older and he gets to experience new attractions like roller coasters and stuff like that, has been really interesting to hear about. And I know a lot of families out there do the same type of thing, you know?
Yeah, I started going, I think, when he was 4.
Yeah.
And now he'll be 7 in a couple months. And so, yeah, he's finally been tall enough to experience certain things. And like when they first started going, he was really into dinosaurs. And so like every trip they wanted to eat a T-Rex.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, you want to eat a T-Rex again? And you know, that was like a priority. And as the agent too, like as my friends, it's fun to get to like help them with stuff and, answer questions and, but also like as their agent, it's fun to get to know the family that way. So I know like usually they say, just book us something, like book us dining, just like book.
You know
something.
What we like, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
And so like they really liked Viennapoli. I did that one time. This upcoming trip, they said, please just like book us like one or two things on a couple of the days. And so I booked Roundup Rodeo and they were like, oh my God, that's perfect. We were watching Disney Food Blog on YouTube and they were saying like, that was awesome. And then you just went and booked it. Like, how did you know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Because I want to go. I want to go to Roundup Rodeo, so I booked it for
right,
you.
Right,
so you can tell me how it is.
I always find it real interesting when some of your clients will post pictures during their vacations, and they'll tag you in the post to thank you how happy that they were with the turnout of their vacation and all the great things that you were able to help them with and everything else. Because I saw one of those today on Facebook that you had posted.
Yeah.
And that was really nice.
They spent a couple days at Disney and they found out right before their trip that they were expecting. And so they got to do their pregnancy announcement when they were there and the gender announcement. They got to do Mickey and that was really fun.
Wow.
And so today they're checking out of their Disney resort and they're going over to Universal. Mm. And they're staying at one of the premier resorts at Universal to take advantage of the complimentary Express Unlimited.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which, because it's spring break right now, is like $300 a person a day. I think it's $349.99 per person per day saving by staying at a premier resort.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and then their tickets, when they booked, there was a Universal ticket offer, so they paid for 2-day tickets and got 2 extra days free. So, they paid for their resort and 2 days of tickets, and they got their Express Unlimited for free. They got 2 extra days of their tickets for free, and so they're just going to go and have a blast at Universal, too.
Wow. Like
really double dipping on this trip.
I mean, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
That's a vacation right there.
Right, and they did it right. So they did 4 days at Disney, and then they had 2 rest days built in, and then they're going over to Universal, and I think they have 3 days at Universal, 4 days at Universal, but with 2 parks, you know, you don't have to cram everything in on one day. And with the Express Unlimited, they can really like make the most of their time. So it was an awesome trip. It was a pleasure to help them.
That's such a good story to hear.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, let's get to a little Disney news. Not a lot to get to. And I don't even want to start with the Disney parks. I want to start with Disney movies.
Studios.
Yeah, studios. So, Pirates of the Caribbean, obviously a great attraction. Obviously great movies. And they've been talking about, you know, doing a 6th Pirates of the Caribbean film. They've been talking about it for a few years. And then Johnny Depp, you know, ended up in a legal battle and things got put on hold. Well, finally, Pirates of the Caribbean producer Jerry Bruckheimer told comicbook.com that the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise is going to be rebooted. So what does that mean? That means no Captain Jack Sparrow. It's not going to happen. Now, they were going to go with, at one time, a female-led role for Margot Robbie.
With Red, right? Like the Red Pirate?
That was a rumor. Mm-hmm. It didn't exactly happen that way, but it was something similar to that. But, of course, that fell through. It's no longer in development. So they kind of got to this, you know, thing of, well, what do we do? A lot of people wanted Johnny Depp, you know, now that all the legal trouble is over with. They're like, yes, please bring back Captain Jack Sparrow. One more film. Close out the story. Finish your story. You know, if you're a WWE fan, that's a big thing right now. Finish the story. But Jerry Bruckheimer just decided that that's just not going to happen. Here's what he had to say. He said, it's hard to tell. You don't know. You really don't know. You don't know how they come together. You just don't know. Because with Top Gun, you have an actor, Tom Cruise, who is iconic and brilliant. And how many movies does he do before he does Top Gun? I can't tell you, but we're going to reboot Pirates. So that is easier to put together because you don't have to wait for certain actors. That there's your confirmation right there that Johnny Depp or Orlando Bloom not going to be in Pirates of the Caribbean anymore.
I just cannot wrap my brain around the fact that this film franchise has been around long enough for it to be rebooted.
Yeah. I was rewatching those movies a couple of weeks ago. I love them just as much now as I did back then. Great. I would have liked to have seen Orlando Bloom continue his role in the last 2 movies. Mm-hmm. Just didn't happen. And now we're not going to at all. But if Jerry Bruckheimer is as involved as he indicates, you know, he did the very first one. First 3, I think, maybe. I'm a little bit excited for it. I am a little bit sad that we're not going to close out the Captain Jack Sparrow chapter. Other than him just kind of, you know, sailing into the sunset or anything else that we got previously, which I guess is okay at the same time, but he was, that character is just so iconic and holds a place for so many, and not only for the Pirates of the Caribbean film franchise, but also for the attraction as well. You know, Disney went and they changed up an entire attraction based around these movies. Johnny Depp even, you know, threw on the costume, became Captain Jack Sparrow, and surprised guests out there in California, Disneyland, one time.
I would not know what to do with myself.
You know, that people are just, you know, taking pictures, you know, riding the ride, and they see Jack Sparrow over there. They think it's an animatronic. They don't think, you know, that's really him. And he just comes to life, and he starts talking to him. People are like, oh, my gosh. it's really you. And he's like, yes, it's really me. So I am sad that we're not going to get that anymore. I am excited for something new. I think it'll be great. I wonder if it's going to be good enough that we see down the road maybe another change to Pirates of the Caribbean. Will we eventually see Captain Jack Sparrow taken out of the attraction if he's no longer going to be part of the story?
I don't think so.
You know, Disney has done crazier things.
Right, but the film franchise is based around him.
It was, but that's the film franchise. The history of the attraction and the popularity of it was already there without Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
So taking him out of the attraction is definitely viable. They could do it again. He does not have to be there. And that film, that portion of the film franchise is dead. So why do you continue with a character that is no longer relevant?
Yeah.
Think about it. But that means every single Pirates attraction is going to have to be changed. I mean, look at Shanghai, for instance.
I was going to say, the one in Shanghai.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That would be crazy, because their entire attraction and the technology that they use all based around the film franchise. A reboot would change all of that if they're very successful. But I think it would take years before something like that would happen. It would have to be really, really, really something that Disney wants to do and are confident on doing it and not having any blowback from it or anything.
Yeah, I mean,
else.
I guess that we'd have to see how successful the new films are.
Exactly. So sad to hear it, but I understand that, you know, things have to go. You have to move on. You got to keep going. So
keep moving forward.
Great thing is you can still watch those films on Disney Plus.
Oh, Disney Plus. Hashtag not an ad.
No, not an ad. I'm not being paid to say that. I wish I was, but I am not. Did anybody notice the change in the logo, color of the logo for Disney Plus, by the way?
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
Do you see it? I was like, yeah. I notice tiny details like that. It's just how my brain works. I like recognize patterns very easily. And so when something's just a smidge different, I'm going to notice. Like, we go to the store and I'm like, oh, look, a brand new grocery cart. He's like, how do you know it's new? I was like, how do you not know it's new?
Like, squirrel.
Yeah. I'm like, this is clearly a brand new Walmart grocery cart.
Yeah.
And you're like, they look all the same. I'm like, no, this one's brighter.
And look at the cardboard down there on the wheels.
Yeah. You know? I'm like, how do you not notice? He's like, I just
a grocery cart.
Yeah.
That's how not. I don't notice it.
So he's like, did you notice? I'm like, yeah.
And I kind of looked at it as this new color scheme that they're using is a combination of the Hulu color scheme and the old Disney Plus kind of melded
exactly
together.
It.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Tell me if I am. Or maybe it's just me. I don't know.
No, I think that's exactly it.
I did watch a little bit of the Eras Tour this past week.
Heck yeah, you did.
You know.
Gotta finish it.
I don't have to finish it. But I tell you what, Taylor Swift, jeez, that girl works hard.
Mm-hmm.
She really works hard. And the interesting part of the story that you told me of her preparing for this tour that she's on, you said that she got onto her treadmill and would run 3 miles on her treadmill while singing songs to get ready for this.
So
that's crazy.
Three hours.
Oh, 3 hours, not just 3 hours, miles of
yes.
3 hours.
So she would be on the treadmill singing the set list to train, like to cardio, and get like, you know, her endurance up. And she would increase the speed for the faster songs and then slow it down on the slower songs, but continuously moving and getting that like cardio endurance up for her 3.5 hour set list.
And then when you said that, it made sense the way her set list goes to have all of these upbeat songs, you know, from this album and everything else. And then you know, the next album that she goes to that she showcases kind of slows down a little bit.
Yeah, you're like, she's sitting down. I was like, yeah.
She's like taking a break. It's like, I'm tired.
Absolutely.
But I was fairly impressed with what she did. You should watch it. Just, you know, watch a few songs. That's what I did. It was Nicole used my excuse for watching it when she turned it on. I was like, oh, so we're watching this. I'm like, yeah. I was like, why are we watching this now? And you're like, sound.
Yeah, Jeff can't have silence.
No.
He has to have, he won't be watching the TV, but he'll just have it on, which I'll just turn on music. But he'll have the TV on in the background. And so I was making dinner. And he's like, why are you putting that on? I was like, you know, sound.
Sound. That's what I tell her all the time. I do. Especially if it's movies that I already know and can recite word for word. It's just sound to me.
I know. I'm like, what are you watching? He's like, I don't know. I was like, what do you mean? You have the TV on. What do you mean? I don't know. I don't know what's on. It's just sound.
It's just sound. That's all it is.
And I'm sure there are plenty of other people out there that way too.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah.
Did you see my brother? So we have like a family group chat. It's like my parents, my brother, me and Jeff. My brother has been in Disneyland this week. And my brother posted his like ride photos. And he keeps getting Mike Wazowski'd, where like someone's hand goes up in front of his face. Or on a credit coaster. Yeah. There's a piece. Like even the Incredibles on the photo. And it's right over his face.
Kind of like Guardians for you, you know?
Yeah, my mom is on my hair.
With all your hair.
Yeah. But yeah, he was getting Mike Wazowski in all of his ride photos.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That was funny.
He's having a good time for his spring break at Disneyland?
He is.
That's good. That's good.
He said something to me, and I replied back, and like a couple hours later, I keep remembering things to tell him. And I was like, oh, hey, you know, don't forget in an hour, the virtual queue for reserved viewing for World of Color opens. And he texts me back and he goes, you're the best. I was like, pretty nice to have a sister that knows all this stuff, right?
Yeah,
like,
kind of nice. I agree.
It's like a little personal planner in your pocket.
That's why I don't have any worries when we go. Like, I have to do nothing other than just go because you've got it all lined out.
Oh, yeah.
It may be last minute, but you've got it all lined out.
My couple years ago, we were there and I was going to do stuff with the agency and you were going to be in the park by yourself and we were driving over there. And I said, do you want Genie Plus? And you're like, well, I don't know. And I was like, you have 3 minutes to decide. Do you want Genie Plus today?
No pressure.
Because it was like, you're going to be able to like get your first attraction or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, you have 3 minutes. And we're like in the car. Like,
no pressure to make a decision right now at this very second. Yeah, she wins.
Yeah.
Like, oh my
but
gosh.
Also because I don't do a lot of rides, Jeff just has like the luxury of like, I'm just like, hey, I booked this. Go ride it.
I'm on a walkabout. You know, I'm just there. I'm existing. And I don't have a plan.
And enjoying.
Just enjoying.
You don't have to have a plan. Your wife has a plan.
Exactly. That's why. Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. That's great. And then we do it. So I don't worry. My Disney trips have become very stress-free because my wife takes care of everything. I'm just there. We're going to go ride this? Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's great.
What if those ladies...
Wonderful.
We had a couple visits ago, we were in line for Soarin'. Remember those ladies were like, did she drag you here too? You're like... No.
I do remember that, yeah.
I enjoy being here.
No, I'm not like some of these, you know, other husbands who are like, oh, gosh, why am I here? I could be at home. No, I'm enjoying myself. I'm having fun. Like my brother-in-law, Austin. Mm-hmm. His reaction to Disney is always just so funny. So funny. Because the last time he was there, I was like, Austin, you having a good time? He's like, oh, I'm having a great time. Yeah.
Yeah, huffing around multiple strollers.
Oh, jeez.
They have three girls. And I think the last time we went, they were probably like 1, 4, and 7 or something. And it was just lots of glitter, lots of princess dresses, lots of bubble wands.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Lots of kids on shoulders for fireworks.
Yeah. That's why a lot of, and it's not just dads, it's some moms too.
Yeah.
You can tell by the look on their face of, why am I here? What am I doing?
When I was there in February, we were cracking up. We were walking out of Epcot, and this kid threw something out of the stroller, and the mom just stopped, and she goes, "I'm so over you right now."
And I was cracking up. That sounds pretty
just,
normal.
Like, defeated. You know? She just stopped. She's like, "Are you kidding me?"
That's it. I've had it.
And she wasn't like, didn't raise her voice, wasn't upset, wasn't like mad. Like, she was just like, done.
Yeah.
Like, they were on their way out of the park. They were walking under Spaceship Earth. They were so close to getting out of the park and probably back to their resort or whatever for dinner. And yeah, she's like, "I am so done with you right now."
Which, I mean, don't get me wrong, I've run into that myself.
I'm after, done with me too sometimes.
Yeah, where I'm over this. Can we go back to the hotel now? I'm tired.
Yeah.
My feet are literally screaming at me and I can't take any more. And that's what it comes to at some point. But there's for everybody else, sometimes it's just agony. It's just complete agony. But, you know, we don't have to deal with that. So, all right. So maybe I hope this is the last time I ever have to talk about this.
Well, this is the state level.
You know, this
isn't the federal just yet.
So apparently a settlement has, you know, come to an agreement between Disney and the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. Basically, where both sides just kind of went, okay, we're done. We're going to work together and we're just kind of done. And both of them dropped the lawsuits that they filed against each other. And we'll negotiate a new development agreement for the area, you know, of the 40 square miles that is the Walt Disney World Resort and, you know, everything else surrounding it, everything else, which this is wonderful news. I really do hope that this is a win-win for both sides and they can play nice together. You know, and really start working on what it should have been in the first place, and that is to better the entire area for not only the Disney company, but also for the state of Florida as well. Working together to get through all this and not bickering and fighting like a couple of school children. Because that's basically what it all boiled down to. That's what they were doing.
Right.
They had a press conference. Ron DeSantis, you know, made some comments on it. In his comments, he used his words very carefully. He did call it a win-win situation, not only for the state of Florida, but for Disney too. And he said that there's going to be better collaboration between the board and Disney. Because, you know, Disney wants to continue to expand on what they have. And he actually mentioned Universal a couple of times in his comments.
I really didn't read this when this all happened. Was a very busy day for me. Oh, Jeff's like, "Did you see this?" And I was like, "I'm busy."
Busy.
I don't have time.
Normally, she's the one sending me things, and I send her something, and I got nothing back.
Yeah.
And I went, "Oh God, something's wrong." You know. But you know, Disney, and we've talked about this before, how Disney has to come up with some type of a response to what Universal is putting together over there in their theme parks.
Yeah, they do.
And it seems from the governor's comments that he wants the state of Florida to be a part of that and to help Disney do that so that both companies are benefiting and so is the state of Florida at the same time.
Interesting.
And that's what it should have been about from the get-go.
Right, it's mutually beneficial.
Yes.
Disney's like, "Let us grow so that you can continue to tax us and we will continue to pay it."
Exactly. I mean, what was put together so many years ago, yes, was old, needed to be revised, needed to be looked at again, but the state of Florida went about it the wrong way. And it caused all kinds of problems when they could have just worked together, put a committee together, both Disney and the state of Florida, collaborating and putting people on this board so that everyone benefits from it. And we could have all played nice together and, you know, had peanut butter and jelly for lunch and things would have been great.
Saying kumbaya and it would have been a great day.
No, but, you know, but both, and, you know, Disney is just as guilty as the state of Florida in this because it turned into literally a yelling and screaming match at each other.
It was a political temper tantrum.
It really was. Now, I will say that DeSantis, he went and did say that he thought most of the temper tantrums came from corporate headquarters in California and not from in Florida. He did say that. Whatever.
One last dig.
Whatever. You know, dude, come on. Give me a break.
I thought we were moving on. That was what the point of the...
Exactly. Right? You know, he had to throw that one in there.
I just had to get one last dig in there.
So, you know, be done with it. You guys work together. Let's make this area of Central Florida better for the state and better for Disney at the same time. Better for everybody. It's residents, all of it. That's the whole point of everything. So I'm glad this is at this point done and over with, you know. All right. Pin trading, folks. Pin trading. Is pin trading a thing anymore?
Do you think,
in your opinion, is it a thing?
I mean, I clearly it is. I don't know about trading as much as collecting.
Mm.
I think people collect a lot because they have whole like events centered around pin.
Oh,
collecting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do it. Used to do Disney Springs all the time.
Yeah. No, but like convention type of events, huge events centered around pin collecting. And it's usually people collecting a theme or wanting to finish a set or something like that. Maybe not so much as like trading. We pin traded a couple times.
Yeah, it's never been a real thing for me.
Yeah.
When I mentioned it to you earlier before we started the show, and I even said, I just don't find myself stopping at the pin locations and the different, you know, stores throughout the Walt Disney World Resort, stopping to look at pins like I used to do years ago. It was always, okay, well, what's the new pins, you know, and different things. And I would take pins with me and I would be somewhat interested in trading, but not really, because I always looked for the very unique type of pins to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not something that, oh, well, this one is rare and this one is not, and that one's very common. That was not a thing for me. It was the pins that I found to be, that kind of told the story of me a little bit, are the type of pins that I would always get. But I can't remember the last time I even broke those pins out and looked at them. So the fact that pin trading with cast members hasn't been going on since, you know, the pandemic happened, I forgot about it. I totally forgot about it. The fact that the last few times that we have gone, you know, cast members are not wearing the lanyards. They don't have the little clip that they can put on their belts, you know, with pins for people to trade with them. I didn't even notice they were not doing it.
Yeah, I've looked at the like pin boards that they have like at the cash wraps in a gift shop or something, but, or, you know, in the lobby at Wilderness Lodge, they have that massive pin board.
Oh, that really big one, yeah.
Yeah, over by Whispering Canyon. But yeah, it never like dawned on me that cast members weren't pin trading anymore.
Well, according to a TikTok from Disney.
You're like, I think it's coming back. I was like, did you not see the TikTok?
No, I didn't see the TikTok. It's not in my my feed, my For You page, you know, whatever it's called. But apparently it is coming back. It's starting on April the 7th. If you want to pin trade with cast members, they will want to be carrying them. They will, you know, put their hand down in that huge box before they head out for their day and put the pins on there. And that's what they'll have. Sometimes some of them have a rare one every now and then. So
I found, I don't know if you remember, I found a Tron pin from Shanghai.
I remember that.
Yeah. One time.
We still have that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the real question is anybody going to really...
Yeah, if you're going to pin trade, let us know.
Pin trade again, you know? I'm kind of curious. Or is it just not a thing anymore? Used to be that you could get Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom cards. Used to be real popular. They died, went away.
Oh, yeah. They were supposed to put something to replace that.
Yeah, they never did. There was also, let's see, What were the little Mickey statues that were themed towards?
Finalmation.
Finalmations.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Finalmation and then Tsumtsums.
Yes. I still have my Tsumtsums on my desk.
And then now it's Munchlings.
Yeah.
And Nuimos.
So, again, is pin trading just kind of a thing of the past again? I don't know. I just don't hear about it very much anymore.
And, you know, there's the people that collect Loungefly bags.
Mm.
Ears,
well, that's
ear jerseys.
Mm.
Yeah, we've never like collected things.
No, not really. Mm-mm. Not really. So April the 7th, you want to trade with cast members, you can do it once again.
It's back.
Walt Disney World. All right. Disney also announced that they will be adding 90 brand new buses to the fleet at Walt Disney World. Transportation cast are, this is what Disney said, transportation cast are wheelie excited to welcome 90 new buses to our Walt Disney World fleet. Rolling out in 2024, guests can travel in style as many of the new buses feature brand new wraps with characters from fan favorite films like Zootopia and Ratatouille. Some of which you'll see our cast members driving today, even with more debuting throughout the year. So be sure to keep an eye out. Now they've got, oh, I can't even imagine how many buses in the hundreds that go around the Walt Disney World Resort. So nice to see some fresh buses coming in.
Yeah,
where are the new monorails? That's what I want to know.
Well, maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're like getting a bunch of new buses so that they can do new monorails, because they're probably going to have to take some out of rotation.
Only in a perfect world would they do that.
I know. No. We need to be on like the Mach like 9 by now.
No, Disney is keeping Home Depot in business by buying all of their duct tape and chicken wire.
Bubble gum
to make sure the monorails stay working. That's what they're held together by, pretty much.
Lord.
And some fresh paint every now and then.
Lord.
Is it Lowe's or is it Home Depot that has a Disney section of paint? I can't remember.
I think it's both of them.
Is it both of them?
I want to say
they're probably buying it from there, too. I love the fact we're getting some new buses. That's great. We need new monorails. Please. Yep. Please give us some new monorails. Give us some monorails like they have out in Tokyo. That would be very cool.
Those are so cool.
Very cool monorails. Wow. Very modern looking monorails. Even though they're older, they still look more modern than ours. I remember the days when I used to marvel at the fact of what the monorail is and looks like and does. Now I get on it and I just hope I make it. That's what it all boils down to.
Don't get stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
Evac.
You know, I don't know how many times we have talked about monorails breaking down and people have to be taken out by a crane or pushed to the next location because it can't go anywhere.
Oh, gosh.
We really just need new monorails. Maybe that's Disney's answer to Universal. We're getting new monorails.
Should we put that in our, predictions for
D23? You can put it in yours. I don't have any predictions.
I guess it'll go on my wish list.
Yeah, you would have to call it a wish list. Yeah, because you know me and D23.
I mean, I'm there with bells on and popcorn made and everything. And Jeff's like, it's on already? Okay. Call me if something crazy happens.
And usually nothing does.
No.
That's the crazy thing about it. This year I considered, and I've thought about this, and it's only a thought. I've not put anything else into it. I have considered live streaming during the parks panel to the the YouTube channel or Twitch or something like that. Just so you can see the lack of enthusiasm from my face as to when they start announcing things. Because you know what I want to happen? Mm-hmm. I want Disney to blow me away. I want Disney to say, Jeff, you were wrong.
Yeah, that's what we want.
That's what I want. That's not going to happen, but that's what I want. But I've considered us doing like maybe live stream for Patreon or something.
That'd be fun.
I think that might be cool.
I agree.
I just need another webcam. I've got one. I need another one.
Oh, we can't be on the same one?
No, you over there and me over here.
Oh, okay.
Because we have to have the mics and everything.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay. Right. Just thought about it. But anyway, new buses at Disney. Yay. Good stuff.
Yay.
Yay. Over at the Magic Kingdom, Disney introduced some new critters that are going to be coming to Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Critters.
We've already seen a lot of the work that they're doing on the outside of the attraction, and we even got to see a sneak peek at the Tiana animatronic, which was all very cool, you know, and Imagineers have started testing the attraction. A lot of people are very excited about that, but we've all been very interested as to what's happening on the inside of the attraction. What all was going on? Well, some Disney News related websites were invited to check out some of the critters that you're going to see inside the new attraction.
Critters.
And this is what Disney had to say. In the bayou, Princess Tiana is getting ready to throw a big party, but there's been a bit of a mix-up between Prince Naveen and Louie. Uh-oh. The princess suddenly finds herself in need of a band. We previously shared that the all-new Disney characters were being created for this attraction, and that's where the critters come in. Even with the richest roux for your gumbo and the most delicious beignets, a true Mardi Gras celebration isn't complete without music. We'll follow Tiana and Louie into the bayou in a last-minute search for this essential missing ingredient for her party, musical critters. So who are the critters? Now, in the first critter encounter, we'll discover a group of critter musicians playing a rendition of one of our favorite songs from The Princess and the Frog, Gonna Take You There. Now, the musical recipe of fiddle, accordion, washboard, and other musical, other instrument voices will have you singing along as you float down the river and under the dancing fireflies. Reminds me of Country Bear Jamboree right off the bat.
Aww.
When you talk about it that way. The familiar medley is being played on charming makeshift instruments constructed from natural materials and some human-made found objects. But who's behind this critter band? Meet some of the adorable musicians and get to know them a little bit more. So here they are. The first one, his name is...
I thought...
Bahalia?
Her name, yeah. Yeah.
Her name is... Is it Bihalia?
I don't know.
It's B-Y-H-A-L-I-A. I would say Bahalia. Well, she doesn't just build dreams. She helps build musical instruments using natural materials from the bayou. As a strong-willed percussionist, it's safe to say that she is the heartbeat of the band, as well as a natural designer and engineer. She reminds me of the beaver from The Lady and the Tramp. You remember that?
It's been a really long time.
Yeah, she reminds me a lot of that beaver that was in that animated film. I see the resemblance a little bit. Love that portion of that movie, too. It was a lot of fun. A rabbit, of course. Gritty the rabbit.
Oh, that's cute.
Always willing to dig a little deeper to help others.
Convenient.
Right. Gritty plays the washboard, a found automobile license plate with a high energy flare. You see why I'm getting the Country Bear Jamboree vibe here?
Yeah.
It's the perfect instrument for someone who's often overzealous and digs into relieve their nerves. So this is very cute with this character. Definitely, it's a Louisiana license plate. Of course, a little bit older, but... love the look of the character. These are all just artist drawings and renderings. They weren't actually animatronics that these people were shown, just these pictures and stuff like that, but they were still pretty good. Next one, Bo the Possum.
Cute.
Seeing limitless possibilities, no one finds more wonder in the bayou and the sounds of Zydeco music than Bo. All she knows is beauty, especially her own. You can find her plucking out the low notes with her upright guard bass. I guess that's what it is. That what that's
gourd.
Called? Gourd bass?
Okay. Yeah, like a gourd, like a squash.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Makes sense. And then I lost my spot, which of course involves some musical dexterity with her tail. So, not as cute as the other two. But that's a possum precious. For you. That's a possum for you. You know, they got their own thing. Next one is Apollo the raccoon. I think we've got one of those in the backyard, matter of fact. Apollo loves transforming abandoned objects into works of musical art, like his squeeze box. He's full of energy and storytelling, especially about the objects he finds in the bayou. He's particularly close with Rufus and appreciates Rufus's calm demeanor. That's kind of a Mardi Gras themed.
Like accordion?
Maybe an accordion or some type of a pipe or something that was made into an accordion. I can't tell. But I like him. I like him a lot. Now, you can't have all these animals without a turtle.
I feel like there had to be somebody named Rufus, yeah. Right?
You gotta have turtle. Rufus the turtle. Rufus may be a turtle, but he's quick to jump into rhythm with his harmonica. He's also the first to join in on new adventures. He's genuine and sincere, but may come across as a little sarcastic at times with his habitual sighing. Rufus loves going on adventures with Apollo. So I like him a lot. He's got a pretty cool look to him. Not done. Timoleon the otter. He's the eldest of the band. But Timoleon's fiddle playing is inspired by all the kids he spends his time around while in the bayou. When he's not sawing out a jig, he's famous for telling stories of days long ago about his explorations of every corner of the bayou. You can definitely tell he's a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a little more rough around the edges. But probably one of the very best fiddle players out there, you know. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 different characters we've been introduced to when it comes to Tiana's Bayou Adventure at the Magic Kingdom. Opening soon.
Soon. Summer.
Soon summer. Season of summer.
The month of summer.
I'm excited to try it and check it out. I won't get to try it until it's a little bit cooler outside, but I'm still excited. I always love Splash Mountain. And I think they'll probably do this justice. It'll be a great attraction. I did see
Can't wait for you to tell me all about it.
Yeah, because you won't be going on it.
No.
I did see that it looks like they're not going to be redoing the play area that used to be there for Splash Mountain.
Oh.
They're not going to do like a Tiana's Bayou Adventure play area where that area used to be for Splash Mountain. I don't know what they're going to do.
It was really that themed.
Not too much, but it was there, something for kids to do, and no, it's not going to be there.
So they removed it?
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, I thought you were saying they just weren't redoing it, and I was like, we don't really need to.
No, they took it out, and they're not redoing it.
Well, that stinks. I was trying to think if there was any other, like, play area like that in the park. There's really not.
There's plenty of places for kids to go to. Right, it's Disney World, for crying out loud.
I feel like Epcot and Animal Kingdom, they have like play areas like that. And there's not in Magic Kingdom, unless you count Tom Sawyer Island. Which I did see this week that the Barrel Bridge has reopened.
Oh.
Breaking news.
Let me hold back my excitement.
Gird your loins. About the Barrel Bridge news.
The Barrel Bridge. Jeez. You know, Disney, do something with that. just literally do something with that. Because put something great over there. It's not relevant anymore. Put something over there.
There's so many opportunities for Tom Sawyer Island.
Oh, there's plenty of opportunities. I totally agree with you 100%. But, they need to figure out something. I don't know. That is what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. Not a lot of news this week.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
All right, folks. We made it through an hour.
We did.
Appreciate all of you stopping by and checking out DW60 this week.
That's why we say it's news and discussion.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't mind the quiet weeks sometimes.
No. You know. Especially after, I mean, you were trying to put up the podcast this last week, and you're like, let me read to you all the stuff that I listed out. Did I miss anything? Like, is this all the stuff that we, it's just like a long list.
Yeah. If you need to get in contact with us, this is how you do it.
You can find us on Facebook at the DW60 Press Pro Facebook page. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at DW60 Press Row. If you would like to support the show, get behind the scenes posts and videos and pictures from us, get a bonus episode every week, you can do that over on Patreon, DW60 Press Row Podcast on Patreon. If you want to send us an email, if you have a birthday or a trip review or something that you want to discuss with us on the show, please send it over. You can send it in an email to dw60@srsounds.com, or you can send a voicemail or text message to 408-909-3960, which is 408-909-DW60.
Once again, big thanks to all of our Sorcerer Radio listeners and our podcast listeners for spending a little time with us as we talk about the Walt Disney World Resorts. Replay of the show on SR is going to happen tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, if you'd like to check it out then. For you SR listeners, some great Walt Disney World music coming up from us for the next hour. For you podcast listeners, we will see you again next time for the show, and we hope that you have a fantastic week. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com, and we hope that you have
a hot dog day.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.